What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It for our monthly health update, we have Dr. Thomas Erickson with Sanford Health. And Dr. Erickson, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Always good to be here.
Well, we appreciate the time. And of course, we appreciate the topics you bring with you. We did last month get a chance to talk more about melanomas. That is kind of a type of skin cancer. There are so many different kinds of cancers out there. The one we want to focus on this month, though, is colon cancer. And who should be screened for this, right?
Yes. So colon cancer is one of the most common types of cancer. It's also one that's relatively easy to detect compared to other cancers. And it's one of the few where we have really good strategies for screening for it. And so at this point in time, there's a couple of really specific groups of people that we recommend being screened. So right now, there are recommendations that anybody age 50 to 75 be screened for colon cancer regularly. And then there's a new guideline that came out earlier this year recommending, with a little less of a strong recommendation, that people age 45 to 49 also be screened for colon cancer. And then there's kind of a wishy-washy recommendation for people age 76 plus, essentially saying talk with your doctor about your individual risk to decide if you continue to be screened.
For sure.
There's a few other groups, particularly people who have a family history of colon cancer or a couple of similar related cancers, who might have genetic conditions that predispose them to cancer. So it's important to know your family history, because in general, we recommend that first degree relatives, meaning parents, siblings, and children, start to be screened 10 years before their relative was diagnosed. Meaning if you had a sibling who had colon cancer found at age 50, in theory, we want to start screening you when you're age 40, even though it doesn't fit into the normal recommendations.
And that was going to be one of my questions, right? Was, we go off of age a lot for these screenings, but exactly. Of course, those outlying factors.
Exactly.
Let's talk about how often. I mean, obviously we have the age and mm-hmm. those factors, but how often are we going to be screened, or should we be screened at that?
Yeah. So it ranges anywhere from every year to every 10 years, depending on the situation. We'll probably talk in a few minutes about the different types, and that's the biggest factor. Your family history also plays a role. We screen more often in people who have a family history. So you'll rarely to never go more than 5 years in between testing. For the average Joe or Jane on the street, if you pick the bowel movement testing, you'll do this every 1 to 3 years. If you opt for a colonoscopy that looks normal, you might be able to go once a decade. Wow. To have the screening done. So fortunately, it's a pretty rare thing depending on the type you pick.
So again, Dr. Thomas Erickson joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It with Sanford Health. We are talking about colon cancer. And like you said, yeah, we're going to talk now about the screening tests available. And you said the technology has continued to grow along with that. So
correct.
I'm sure there's multiple different kinds of ways that you screen for colon.
Exactly. There's actually a pretty long list nowadays, but it basically boils down into two main categories with a couple of newer things that are being worked on. So the main two groups are either bowel movement testing or scopes. So bowel movement testing basically involves getting a card from your doctor's office that you'll put a little bit of a bowel movement on, send it to a lab. They look for abnormal DNA or signs of blood in the bowel movement. There are several different tests on the market. Some of them you do every year. Some of them you do every 2 to 3 years. And so it just depends on the one that you choose along with your doctor. When it comes to scopes, the common thing people think of is colonoscopy, meaning literally a camera that looks through the entire large intestine from beginning to end. There is also a shorter one called a flexible sigmoidoscopy that I've honestly never seen anybody do in my career. The colonoscopy does give you a direct view. So you're not making a judgment based on a lab test, but directly on what your physician sees while they're doing the colonoscopy. There is some growing research into doing a specialized CT scan, but right now that is not really been verified quite as well as a colonoscopy or bowel movement testings are. So it is possible in some situations, but it's rarely recommended because you don't catch things as easily or as well as you do with these other tests.
So a person hearing this, you know, they're saying, I fit that criteria. I should be exploring the screening. Where do I start? How do I pick? Is that kind of a thing that you work with your doctor on?
That is always the best place to start, is to talk to your doctor. In general, all of these tests have been shown to be roughly as good at finding colon cancer. There are some recommendations from the gastroenterology groups to favor colonoscopies because you have the option to directly see what you're looking at.
Got it.
Additionally, if you have a screening, a bowel movement screening that shows abnormal DNA or blood in your bowel movement, that's a ticket to move on to a colonoscopy. So the idea of possibly doing a colonoscopy first is that that is the step you'd ultimately move to if the other screening was abnormal and you have that option to see what you're looking at or directly see the colon. Additionally, there is one slight advantage that colonoscopy has, which is that if you see a polyp or a growth of some kind, your doctor can take a biopsy or even possibly remove the entire polyp right there and then, which can't be done with bowel movement testing or with a CT scan.
So it just depends situation and things like that.
Correct. I always talk to my personal patients and say, if you're willing to do a colonoscopy, that's probably the best option for the majority of people. But I do always tell people doing some sort of screening is better than doing no screening. So I do have a pretty large number of patients who choose to do bowel movement testing. And so I always tell people, please don't ignore doing testing if it's an option. There are things other than colonoscopy that's available, even if that is probably the best choice in most situations.
Got it. Okay. So Dr. Thomas Erickson, again, here on Let's Talk About It with Sanford Health. That brings us now to this. I know we've talked about it with the melanoma as well. There are ways we can prevent this, right? I mean, and you said those different ways that maybe colon cancer can come about, whether that's genetics or just age or anything like that. Are there ways to prevent it?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few strategies that can lower your risk of colon cancer. One is actually being screened regularly, because colonoscopy can occasionally detect precancerous lesions and they can be removed, thereby preventing cancer from developing in the first place. But there are absolutely some lifestyle modifications that can make a big difference. So maintaining a healthy weight, eating a balanced diet that is high in fiber, particularly that has a large number of fruits and vegetables, has been shown to lower your risk of colon cancer. Avoiding nicotine or tobacco products actually lowers your colon cancer risk quite a bit. Limiting alcohol to a moderate amount at most, meaning less than one drink a day on average for women, less than two drinks a day on average for men, also reduces the risk. I also ask people to talk with their doctor about potentially taking a daily aspirin. A low-dose aspirin has been shown over time to lower your risk of several cancers, one of which is colon cancer. So for some people, that is also an option, but that can come with risks. And so it's always best to talk with your doctor before starting a daily aspirin if that's something you're interested in.
Right, exactly. And when it comes to any of that stuff, we want them to go to the doctor.
Correct.
Perfect. So again, colon cancer, our topic today. And Dr. Erickson, anything else about that you want to mention or anything else that comes to mind for this?
Yeah, as always, we're talking about screening. So in this case, this applies to people who aren't having symptoms concerning for colon cancer. If there's ever a question in your mind, if you are having abdominal changes, bowel movement changes, et cetera, things that are concerning to you, always contact your primary care physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant to talk about whether doing testing of some kind is for you. But in the absence of those things happening, I'd still recommend talking to your provider about whether screening is a good option for you and how that can be accomplished.
All right. Very good. Well, Dr. Erickson, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.